How long should I wait? Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been seeing a guy for about 2 months now, and he says he likes me, but his actions are a little shady. He does have a busy schedule as a police officer, barber, band instructor, band member at his church. He is very involved with his family. He has 3 kids, and every other weekend, he is with them. This limits the time we have to get to know each other. When we do see each other, most of the time it is in group settings or late night. We both have expressed interest in each other. He is saying to me to be patient and it will not always be like this. But how long should I wait? I feel that if he is really interested, he would make the time to spend quality time with me without his friends. We've only had one date. It was at home and I cooked. And the time was limited and I felt rushed. That's because he's not interested in you. He's just not. Why are you cooking for him already and doing all this stuff and feeling rushed? You shouldn't feel like that if this is a real date and he's really interested in you. You said it in your letter. Yes, people make time for who they love. They make time for what they love. I don't care how busy we get. We have to have some quality time with our significant others. That's just how it goes. In the first line of your letter, you said his actions are a little shady. So you're already feeling something isn't right. Either he's married or just something's going on. He's squeezing you in. So trust your instincts here. And after only 2 months of dating, how much do you really know about this guy? I mean, is he really doing all these jobs? Police officer, barber, band instructor, what? Come on. Or is he just telling you this? You know, you got to check this guy out. He could be married. I mean, he's working more than Steve. And how is that possible, really? And Steve takes time for his family. Come on now, Steve.
How long should I wait? You should stop waiting today.
Right.
Waiting on what? What's the promise here? The only promise is be patient. He said to you, be patient, and it'll not always be like this. Okay, but then what is going to be like? See, ladies, I want you to listen to men when they're talking to you. Just be patient. It ain't always going to be like this. And then you draw a summation in your own mind of what it will be like once the time get right. So you go on and get to getting patient. You should immediately ask a man when he tells you, if a man tells you, hey, listen, just be patient. It ain't always going to be like this. Okay, then what it's going to be like, though? Because there's nothing for you to hang your hat on here. You said you've been dating this dude 2 months. He says he likes you, but his actions are a little shady. You ever heard the old saying, action speaks louder than words?
Right.
He say he like me. He say that, but his actions are a little shady. Actions speak louder than words. Now, he done convinced you that he's a police officer, barber, band instructor, band member at his church. What police? Got the time to sit behind a barbershop chair with some clippers in his hand. He been carrying a gun all week long. But he just got some clippers. But he a band member and a band instructor. What band? You talking about he play at the church? That ain't no band.
You mad about
can't
that,
can have a
Steve.
Band at the church? Dog, I got a church band. We cold. No. Let's stop this. Ain't nobody no police officer, barber, band instructor, and a member, church member. He's very involved with his family. He got 3 kids, and every other weekend, he's with them. This limits the time we had to get to know each other. When we do see each other, most of the time it's in a group setting or late night. Group setting, a lot of people, late night, booty call. Mm-hmm. So now, we both have expressed interest in each other. That's what he say again, but he ain't doing. And then you answer the whole letter right here. He's saying to me, be patient. It will not always be like this, but how long should I wait? Here's what you said. I feel that if he's really interested, he would make the time to spend quality time with me without his friends. Okay, that's the truest statement in this letter. So now that since that's how you feel, when is it that that's going to be what you expect or you require? Ladies, stop doing what these men want you to do and then getting mad at them because it ain't what you want. If it ain't what you want, why are you doing it? Then he do come over your house to cook dinner. If time was limited and I felt rushed. Because, hell, he got to go. He got to go. Some of the police radio that went off. His shots been fired down on Martin Luther King.
He got to get out now.
He got some people that got to get up in the morning, got to cut these people's hair.
Yes.
that damn band down there in the basement practicing without him. He got to get up to this church, man. These doggone kids got to get to this soccer game. This man right here, he ain't got no time for you. You felt rushed. He got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.